talks about what was the
avoin
doing. So he says like this.
Choshbu shebavur toivas artam shehikigan Hashem. They had such a wonderful land. Yavoyu sham rabim. They were scared. People would come there. Veheim hayu moyase atzdaka. Right? They couldn't stand giving away anything. Tzedaka. Vehakosuv made shazois kavonasam. And there's a pasuk that says this was the reason behind it all. Shenemer, this is a pasuk in Yechezkel. Hinei ze hoya avoin sdoin. Achoisech. This was the avoin of sdoin. Goin sveas lechem, right? They had plenty of food. Veshalvas hashke toyala, and very peaceful and quiet. Believe in Oisea to all the suburbs. Veyad oni ve'evyoin loy hechzika. And they didn't give anything to any aniim and nothing to any avyoinim. Uma shenemar. Roim v'chatoim l'Hashemoid. What does it mean in the pasuk that Sdoim was roim v'chatoim to Hashem very much? Shehoyu machisim umurdim b'shalvosam. They made Hashem very angry with all their shalva. Uve inui ho'evyoinim. And they afflicted the poor. V'hu shenemar v'atig behena. He's continuing in Echezkel there. V'atasena toyeva lifonai. And that was the toyeva they did. Then the Ramban says that if you look in Rabbeinu, if you look in the Gemara, you find them doing all kinds of other bad things, like every avir under the sun, killing people, robbing, cutting people's hands off, eshesish, and everything else. So why then does it say in the Navi that the problem was that they didn't give to the poor? Says the Ramban, two reasons. Ki hayu tedirim ba'oise avon yoser mikulam. Because that was the one they did the most, you know, the most tadir. Vegam also kikolo amim oisim tzedakos imreim v'maniyem. All the other nations didn't do that problem. They gave to their own poor. Lo haya b'chola goyim kisdoim lachzarius. There was no nation like Sdom, which was so cruel. So that was the biggest tine on them. Even more, I guess, the other nations also had murders and ashesish and things like that. But no place was like that that they wouldn't let anyone take a guest in or anything like that.
So is their own aniyim or from outside
aniyim? Their own. He says, yeah, their own aniyim they wouldn't take care of. Okay, so that's what he says. Now, Rabbeinu Bechaya asks a question. He brings the Ramban, and he says, but where does it say that a guy has to give tzedakah? So what's so terrible? So they didn't give tzedakah. So he says, the answer, hine hatzdoka min hamutzvois hamuskolois. Tzedaka is something with seichel. V'dover mesuav hu, it's disgusting, shigira adam esmino, one human sees another human, mutal barov, and he's, behu asher, and I'm rich, v'savei, I have all mikol tuv, v'einu marachim olav, l'hashiv nafshe. Alachas kama v'kama mishuhu mumasoi. Even more so if he's the same country as you. Vidor imo birachas, and he's your neighbor, he lives in your same city. And that's enough even for a guy to get punished. Okay. Though it's not the Zion mitzvahs, it's muskalis, and he had to do it. And that. Okay, yeah. Va'al kain ibdon Hashem yisborach l'anshisdaim. That's why Hashem destroyed them. Shahayu moinim oisa. Because they were taking away chesed. V'lokach nikmas anim, Hashem avenged the anim.
But even for a yid, it's not misa. You don't give tzedakah, it's an essay, but it's not misa that the country should get killed.
Go ahead and get.
It's not the Shem Mitzvah.
It's not Shem Mitzvah, but okay. You see their own issues.
But you know the famous Ran, right? The Ran who says that, why do you shecht for a sick person, which is on Shabbos, which is Gila, why don't you just feed him Nevela?
So because
many smaller Averis is worse than the biggest Averis. Right. So if the whole country is running this way, day in, day out, it's very bad. Very bad. Okay, so that's what he says. Now, the Velt...
So still not Chayim Misa.
So they became Chayim Misa for that. That was the main Aveir, according to Ramban. That they didn't... I mean, that's what the Navi Yechezkel says. Right? That the problem was, Yad Oni Ve'evion Lehechzika. Now, people say that this means that Rabbeinu Bechayi holds that Goyim are Chayiv in any mitzvah which is Seicheldik. That's what they take out of here. And it's well known that this is also Rav Nissen going, right? Taka derech eretz kodma l'teira. So before you open up to Daf Beis in Brachas, you have a page before it. Psicha from Rav Nissen going. It's printed in every Vilna Shas. And over there it says on the first page that from the day Adam Arishon was put on this world until l'doyer doyerim l'netzach, a person is mechuyev in all dvorim sichliim. I even wrote down his words if you want here. Ki kol ha mitzvahs shehein tluyim bisvara. Any mitzvah which is tali bisvara, uvanta deliba, and havonas halev, kvor hakol mischaivin bahen. Min hayoim asher bora elokim odom ala oretz. From the day Adam Rishon was put on this world. Olav ve'alzaroi achrov ledoyer doyrim. Okay, that's what he says. So now, well, he doesn't say Yechayev Misa. He didn't say that. He just said they have to do it. Now the Velt says, excuse me. In the marble, well, they were maybe stealing goods. That's chamas. I mean, that's already word. That's chichos and it's ayin mitzvah. So now what they ask is like this. That I saw a few Sfarim say, but it says in the Rambam, first of all, in the Rambam, it didn't say that. There's no Sif in the Rambam that you have to do Mitzvah Sichlius. Is that all? And more than that, the Rambam says, in Perik Yud of Melochim, Kol Ha... Well, no, where am I? Ben Noyach. Let's say he wants to do extra credit, wants to do other mitzvahs besides, you know, kedei lekal b'schar. Ein moinin loy, ein moinin oisoy, laso isa kilchasa. You do not stop him if he wants to do it properly. Vim hevi oila, let's say he wants to do, bring a carbon oila, mekablin ois mimenu, you take it. Nothing tzedakah. What if he wants to do tzedakah? Mekablin mimenu, you take the tzedakah, and the Rambam asks, it's mashma l'chayr, the Rambam says, you don't have to do tzedakah. Right. And then the Rambam says, who should he give the tzedakah to? He says, what depends what kind of guy gave it to you. If the guy is a good guy, that's like a ger toshav that he keeps, you know, was mekabel the zayin mitzvahs, so then you give it to Jews. If the guy's a regular guy, keep does avodah zarah, give it to guy. That's what the Rambam says. So they say, oh, you see, the Rambam holds, you're not mechuyv to give tzedakah. But Lefianius Dati, I don't really think it's a machlekes. I don't think so. I think that the pshat. First, I want to see over a Gemara. Where's the makor? I think this Gemara is the makor of this thing that they have to do what it says in the what Seichel tells you, because the Gemara says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin by the Zion mitzvahs in Nun Vav, where it is the list. What are the seven mitzvahs? Then it says Rabbi. I think it's maybe Rabbi Yosei Oimer. That goyim are also mechuyev in kishuv. Besides for design, why? Because there's a whole thing in they're get killed if they do. No, I'm mechuyev misa. yeah, mechuyev misa. I don't mean it. Yeah. Because it says lo yimotze b'cha moinenu merachesh umechashif v'choyev chaver v'shoy oy v'yidoyin v'doyish alamesim. Ki toyavas Hashem koloisa eile, uviglala toyavis eile, Hashem elekech, morish esamim panecha. It says right in the Chumash that you shouldn't be do all these things, right? Magic and the doyashalamesim and all these things. And that's why Hashem is driving out the goyim. So he says, you see that goyim are over if they do this. So the Gemara says, no, and what do we say? We don't hold like that. So the Gemara says, we hold that Hashem could kill them without being any of the Zion mitzvahs. Because by Goyim, there's no klal of Loi Onesh Alim Kein Hizir. So that's what the Gemara says. So what is that supposed to mean? So I would say what it means is I mean, how could you kill them for not doing anything wrong? What does it mean? So I would say it's the same thing like it says in the Radak. The Radak says that there's another pasuk like that in Achirbos, what Yilein Yom Kippur by Mincha. It has all the arayos and all the things over there. And then at the end it says, and don't do this because if you'll... So the Radak says the same kasha. Where does it say goyim can't do all these things? Some of them it does say. So he says the answer is seichel. That's what he says. So in other words, the pshat is that this Gemara is saying that thing. It's seichel that they shouldn't be doing those things. Now what's the seichel of it? So the Meiri says all those things ended up in Avodah Zarah. All those things with the witchcraft and the whole business, it all ended up in Avodah Zarah, which is, if you look in the Rambam, in the Mori Nebuchim, he gives you the whole thing about how it ended up in Avodah Zarah. Because the way witchcraft used to work was that every guy claimed that you have to do this witchcraft because this god is in control of... That was how witchcraft was. So Mimela Goyim should know that they know they're not allowed to do Avodah Zarah. That's one of the Shavu Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. And they should know, they should stay away from that stuff. So Mimela, I think everyone agrees to this thing, that what the Seichel says... that you have to do. What the pshat is it doesn't mean that what the seichel tells you is a iser deraisa like the shav mitzvah b'nei noach. No. What Hashem said you can't do, you can't do, because He said you're not allowed to do Erev Menachai. You're not allowed to do Erev Nezara. What does the seichel tell me? The seichel tells me that Hashem is not very happy if I'm going to do this. This is not what I should be doing, right? And that's what the Gemara says. A goy has to realize that what he knows he shouldn't be doing, he could get killed for that. Hashem's not interested. He'll get wiped off the map. He didn't do an official iser. That's exactly the point. It's like a person, you have brains in your head, think, why are you here? You know why you're here. You know what the boss wants you to be here for and what he doesn't. Don't get him angry. If you do, it's your own tough. It doesn't mean that it was usser. It doesn't mean it was usser. It doesn't say you can't do it. Try your luck. Do it. But then don't be surprised if the Rebbeinu Shlom is angry with you, right? Similar to, like, if let's say you have a plant, works a certain way. If you don't do the right stuff, it's going to die, right? Or anything. You have to take care of your, from the gun of him, right? If you're silly and you keep the door open and whatever, seichel, it's not too smart, right?
So kishuf is also because it's going to lead to Avodah Zarah, or seichel?
It is seichel. That's what it's the same thing. It means like this. Use your seichel. Do you think Hashem is going to be happy if the whole country is going to be full of kishuf? No. Why? Because you know where that's going, right? So don't be surprised if tomorrow Hashem is going to wipe them off. Use your brains.
I thought what you were saying is that the seichel should get you to think that, like you're saying, this is the kishuf. As opposed to the tzaka, the seichel doesn't tell you to do it. So the
seichel
doesn't tell you to do it.
Right, but in other words...
Because Rome never commanded them to do tzaka. They didn't command them not to do
a zara. Right.
The seichel shom l'chayim, but this is avay zara, that imemeil, now you're chayim nisan.
Yeah, but it isn't really... We paskin, it's not avay zara. Nobody even holds... No one holds kishif is avay zara. Because the machlekes is that Rabbi Yossi says it's an eighth afala kishif. And we argue, we say, no, kishuf is not usur. They got killed out for kishuf. Yeah, Hashem killed them out even though it wasn't usur. So why? Because of seichel. So what's that supposed to mean? That's supposed to mean that a goy has to know that if he is doing things that his seichel tells him that he's doing the opposite of the whole reason why he's supposed to be around, he's in trouble. True. Those ones he has to do. Those are tzivuyim. Those are mamash tzivu. You are not allowed to do this, right? And you can tell the goy, this is a iser, and if you do this iser, he's going to get killed. In bed, right? But if a goy says, I'm not giving tzedakah, what can you do to the guy? Nothing. It doesn't say anywhere he has to give tzedakah, but use your seichel. That's not what you're here for. And if you're running your whole country like that, then you're in for it.
Maybe that's why the Navi was madgish that everybody else gave tzedakah, so that even comes to show.
You should have seen. And you that's know that this is a terrible way to be. It's against the seichel. It's against what you're in the world. This is not how the world should be.
So since I'm for seichel, I'll think Muslim for it. Why is there a tzicha by going by Shemitz Mendel? You know it anyway.
Oh, that's exactly the difference. As I'm saying, if it wouldn't be in the Zion mitzvah, that's also nogea true for Bezdin to kill Besaif. But it's more than that. If it's not in the Zion mitzvah Bein Noach, you know you shouldn't be doing that.
Right.
But no one can stop you. No one. If you did it, you did it. It's not usher. That's the difference.
You're not.
Hashem Baruch Hu might kill him because he knows it. Right. Therefore, I think that's why it's not in the Rambam. The reason it's not pshat, the Rambam argues on it. It's pshat. It doesn't belong in a Rambam. It's not a din.
It's not for us. It's for us.
And even it's not pshat like he's chai. It's not even like, let's say, a Jew. I must do lulav, even if Bezdin won't do anything to me. I have to. Hashem said, you have to carry the lulav. Hashem didn't tell them they can't do kishuv. But you know that you shouldn't be doing it. That it's a different, there's two kinds of things by going. That's what I think. The same thing when it says in the Rambam, if a guy wants to give tzedakah, of course he should. If you would ask the Rambam, should a guy give tzedakah, or it's totally, he'll say, for sure a guy should give tzedakah. Yes. Goyim should be nice and give tzedakah. And I'll give an example even. The Rambam says that if a goy became a ger, he should still not embarrass his father, right? Because otherwise they're going to say, what, when you were a goy, you're going downhill? When you're a goy, you're kibud of aim, and now not kibud of aim? So in the Shulchan Aruch it brings us then. And the Yad Avram says, because you see that Goyim are also responsible. Chum got cursed and everything for embarrassing his father, and right. So, right.
They even make chumras. They even make chumras, right? That's, you see the Ramban says by Maisel Light with the nice light.
Oh, that they were even extra.
He was a guy. He was mutter. Why they made him shaka?
Right.
Because going we're already makabel chumra by after night.
Okay, so everyone knows that that goyim are supposed to act a certain way. The Ram also agrees. A goy should be makabel his father. He agrees with that. I Taka saw the Lashon in the Igros Moshe. He says, Avada goyim have to do all the midas tovus. And he says the first person that you could see is Adam Rishon was already tying on him that he was kafi toiv, right? He said ish asher nasata imadi, right? And he's a ben noach. Where does he has to be makir toiv? So Teretz says you have to seichel. You have to be makir toiv. I don't care if you're a yid or you're a guy. And the Rambam agrees to that too. It's just not an iser. It doesn't go in the Rambam. It's not like it's aser.
So, but the
chiddush
would be, I believe, that Bezdin Shalmata cannot enforce these.
Bezdin Shalmata can't, right. And even in Bezdin Shalmaila, it's a different thing. There's a difference between if Hashem said no, then it's the law. Or when you know that Hashem doesn't want you to do that, right? Like, there's plenty of things that Bein Adam L'Chaver, the same thing, right? Either a boss or a father or a who knows what. Right, there's laws. The boss said you're not allowed to do this, or the father said you're not allowed, or the pshat is he didn't say it, but you know, habavistol seichel, right? You know he doesn't want you to do it. They're two different things. They're both things you shouldn't do, but they're not the same thing. Okay, so anyways, that's the.
So what's the status of the mitzvah for yid? Let's say it's a power pasha that you shouldn't do.
Oh, sorry, Moshe writes over there. And it sounds like the Nissan Goyen also agrees. He says, anybody from Adam Rishon till the end of the world. It sounds like, and Rav Moshe says that too. A Yid is the same thing. A Yid also has the same idea that anything which is in the Seichel Mechayev he has to do. There is a Tzlach that writes in the beginning of Ketzin Mevorchim that once the Torah was given, then Yidin are totally the Torah and Svar is Nishkin Mechayev. But I don't know if that's a stira according to the way I'm explaining it now. Yeah, it's not a mechayiv. It's not a chiv gomer, but you still know what Hashem wants you to do.
For example, midas, right? Kas kai with all these midas.
Yeah.
There's no chiv to not.
Well, a lot of them are psukim grad. But if you go through it. There's for guidance for this. Okay, so anyways, soif, what I'm coming out like is like this. That the pasuk in the Cheskel says they were mourned for not giving tzedakah. According to the Barun B'chai, it's because of seichel. And I think that could fit even in the Rambam. Even though the Rambam said that it's not like a chiyuv for a guy to give tzedakah, but still, the seichel says he should do it. Now, there's two more opinions over here about today. The next opinion is there's a pasuk for the sign mitzvahs b'nei noyach. And the pasuk is ki yedativ leman asher yitzave es bono ves besoy achrov v'shamru derech Hashem lasos tzedakah u'mishpat. Also this week's parsha. It says Hashem, I said, I'm not going to cover up what Tzedayim did because I know that Avram keeps my things, and says that he tells his children to do mishpat. So we see from here that one of the zaymitzus is to do mishpat, is to do din. So the Marsha and the Ramah and the Ran all ask, so what do you do with the word tzedakah? It says, lasu tzedakah u'mishpat. So mishpat is one of the zaymitzus b'nei noyach. What's with tzedakah? So there's two answers, Rashi's answer. Rashi says the word tzedakah in the pasuk means pshora bedin, meaning that mishpat is yikuv adina sahar, and tzedakah is pshora, that like you try to work it out. Well, why does it mean that? Because since it's right next to the word mishpat, it's probably all one thing, and memeil, that's why you don't get another mitzvah b'nei noach out of it, because it's all part of din. But the Ran answers, tzedakah means tzedakah, and this is a makor where it says in the Torah that a ben noyach has a chiv to give tzedakah. I frek the Ran. So then there's eight mitzvahs b'nei noyach. He says, no, the mitzvahs b'nei noyach are all lois essays. This is an essay, so it's not on the list. But really, there's a chiv for a ben noyach to give tzedakah, and the raya is doim. And he brings the pasuk in Yechezkel. Since it says, yad ani ve'evin lo yechzika, it must be that they were commanded to give tzedakah. So that's the Ran and the Ramah also. And the Rekeach. These three Rishonim.
I'm sorry, isn't that pasuk only on Avraham Avinu?
But Avraham Avinu himself only kept the Zion mitzvahs, you know, Me'ikar Adin. That's how you see the Gemara holds that he himself was, and therefore Mishpat was because of B'nai Noyach. Okay, so now we just heard the second opinion.
Mishpat is a mitzvah say.
What?
Mishpat is a mitzvah say.
Oh, so they, the answer is they go like the Ramban, that dinim means you're not allowed to steal. You're not allowed, you know, that's how the Ramban learns dinim. That it's like a iser, all the, well, steal is the wrong word, because steal is a gazelle anyway.
Right.
But like all things, you can't, whatever their rules are, so it's all like things you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to break windows, whatever they say you can't do. You mean they could say to do something too? Ah, that's a good child. Then it would be a say too, I hear. That's a good child, I don't know. Sounds like they're saying it's only things that you can't do, it sounds like.
Huh?
Fine.
The Ramban also says I'll stop you,
though. The who?
The Ramban also said that the reason that they destroyed
was... Yes, the Ramban said tzedakah, but the difference is that Rabbeinu Bechai brings the Ramban and he says al seichel. And that the Ramban's makoyer is that the seichel's machai, and the Ran is saying it's a pasuk, it's mamash, it's a one of the Zion, eighth mitzvah b'nei noyach. Okay. Yeah.
It's the thing.
Oh. But there is actually, the Gemara has a ribui, ish malami, loud, right. Loud to bring. Rekabel. Takanochiv. Okay, so far now we said two shitas. Rabbeinu Bechaye says that they had seichel to do tzedakah, and that's why they get killed. The Ram says it's because the pasuk says tzedakah, there's an eighth mitzvah. And now I want to tell you the Akedah. Oh, the Elam's going to like this Akedah. The Akedah, he says, three kashas on the Indian of Sedai. He says, the first kasha is this kasha. That if that the worst thing they did is Nishki Gem Tzedakah, they did, Sedai was a terrible place. They did every Aveir around.
He says they let them the bed.
And they cut off the feet. The feet. Terrible things.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you hear the Ramban? Did you hear the Ramban already asked this kasha and he gave two terutzim? The Ramban gave two terutzim. We already said. He said either because that one they did the most, right? And doing one, a smaller aver the most is still worse than, or because no one else did that aver. The other ones, there were places that did. Okay, now you hear the Kedah's answer. I mean, you might like this text, okay? He says, okay, well, that's his first kasha. Second kasha is, it says in Eicha, Vayigdal avoin ami mechatas sdoim. So if Klal Yisrael did worse than sdoim, so why didn't Hashem turn over Yerushalayim? Yes, sure. That's the second kasha. Then his third kasha is that the exact same story of sdoim happened another time. You know, the whole story. Happened again. In Shoftim. The Ramban brings it. Plagish Begiva. Yeah. The exact same story. What happened over there? There was a person whose Plagish ran away to her father. Right? She skipped town, went to her father. So he ran after, he went to his Shver, his whatever, Plagish, his sword of Shver, right? In Ephraim. Shine, stayed there a few days, a whole story. Finally, every day he wants to leave. The Shver says, stay, noch a day. Finally, he says, I'm going. So he packed up. He went with his Nar and the Pelegish. So then they want to head towards Yerushalayim. So they want to stop at a certain city. And the helper wanted to stop. The husband says, no, that's a Goyish city. I'm stopping by a Jewish city. So they finally stop by Yavus, I think it was near to Yerushalayim. So they come over there, him, his wife, and the Nar, and they need a place to stay overnight. Nobody invites them. No one. V'ein ish ma'asif oisam. Yeah? No one invites them. Finally, there was one person who was from Ephraim. He himself didn't really belong because this is Binyamin. They're in Binyamin section. And there's a person who's really Ephraim. So, oh, who are you? I'm from Ephraim. Oh, come inside. He takes him in the whole thing. As soon as he comes in, the Anshayir surround the place. Get that man out here. V'nei da oisei. Mamish, like, word for it out of, right? Then the old man says, no, you shouldn't do anything to him. Take my daughter instead and take his Pelegish. Right? And they said, no, we don't want them. So then the man throws the Plagish out the door. And they did all kinds of things. And then in the morning she died. And then he cut her up into pieces and sent her out. Look what they did. Nu, doesn't Nacham also die. So why did Hashem turn over the city? Right? So he says that the Ramban, the Akedah brings the Ramban on that. And it's the Ramban right in the Parsha. The Ramban says that the difference is that when it says the Anshei Ya'ir, that means there were certain tough guys in the city that no one could stop them. And they were the ones who did it over there, but it wasn't the whole city. But in Sedaim, it says it was every person minar v'adzokin, and that's the difference. So the Akedah, he says, to me it sounds from the Pashtus that was the whole city and over there too. So Memela, that's his other kasha. Okay, so these are, you like the kashas? Yes, I knew you'd like the kashas.
So far, I'm very,
okay.
Very pleased.
Yeah, I knew you would be. Zok the Akedah, the pshat is like this. He says, there's a difference between a rasha and a chayte. A rasha means that the person holds that this is the right mahalach. A chayte means that he knows it's wrong and he's doing it anyway. He says the difference is very, very big.
Attitude.
Because it's not just that. If a guy knows it's wrong, there's some... Okay, he can do tshuva, and there's some limit to it. He knows, as whatever, he'll do it a lot. He has a big yetzer hara. It's not going to go crazy. But if a place holds something, this is right, it's the end. It's geferlach. So he says, that's the nitkuri. He says, v'anshes doim roim v'chatoim l'ashemoyim. And if you look in Unkelus, roim says b'mamoinam. Yeah? V'chatoim is begufam. He says, what's a pshat? Pshat's like this. Stoim said, the right mahalach is you don't have guests. You don't give tzedakah. This whole thing is crazy. You keep your money. He says, the main yisayit of Stoim is you keep your money for yourself. You don't give money to anybody. Right? Oh, and he said, so what happened from that? What happened from that was they made all these crazy rules. He brings the Medrash says, they said, if anybody comes here from out of town, we're going to take all his money away and they'll do Mishkav Zachar with him to get, nobody should come here anymore, right? And we mail then if a guy guest came, cut his feet off, he's, right? They didn't hold that those things were really right, but it was all to uphold the Yesod HaYesodis. The Yesod HaYesodis is don't give money, right? So Mimela, they ended up with all these Mishigasin. But they knew that Mishigasin weren't really so ayayay. Says that's why it said they were roim b'mamoina. They were reshoim in the money. They made a das and imuth that was like the right way. You know, this is the right thing. This is how you should be. Right? And Mimea, they were also chatoim begufa. They did all kinds of avers begufa. And so then, so Mimea says, so that's the pshat. It says, Vayigdal avoin ami mechatas doi. Chas v'shalom. Yidin never was held that the right way is to be a Russia. They were just worse than all the chataim of Sdaim. They were all what Sdaim did, what they knew was wrong, they did Nebuch worse. Because they did worse things. But they never were roim. They were never as bad as Sdaim. And Memela, that's the same thing. Why Binyamin, that city over there, was definitely not as bad as Sdaim. They knew they were bad. Whatever it was, they didn't think they were tzaddikim for what they were doing. They knew they were that this nishke mahalach, but they did it. They had big yetzaharas for whatever it was. So they, you don't get flipped over the cities. What made the Rabbeinu Shel Olam turn Sdaim over was because the place was mushchas. They made a law, and that the right way is that over here the mahalach, the right mahalach is not to give money, and ad kadeh how far they went.
This is not very comforting. What's going on in the world today? It's not very comforting.
Okay, that's mamish what he said, and then he says a whole thing after that a musar shmuz. He says that he talked to the rabbanim about this in his time. There were pnuyas that were mezanin in the time of the Sefer Akeda. And he says, so he heard some rabbanim said, we can't stop it. Why? If we're going to stop it, it's going to get worse. What's going to happen is that then people are going to end up with Eishes Ish or Goyim. Hmm. So that's what they said. So he said, you have to stop it. Why? Because if people do wrong things, this is Ein Zach. But as soon as the Bez Din allows it, it becomes a sheet. Like, it's okay. The rabbanim allow it. That's a whole different madriga. That's what he says.
That's
the
was
long. The pnumis used
the
mikvah. To let Zionists use the mikvah. Okay, so kind of.
What did the rabbanim say to him?
He doesn't say what they said back. He just says that v'zeh shamarti l'rabbanim. He doesn't say what happened after that. So, anyways, so with that, he was miyashiv all three kashas. He says, "Memeil, that's the kasha va'yigda avinami mechatas doim." That's why Pelegish Begibah was different. He says, and that's why it says in Yechezkel that that's why they get turned over, because that really was why. The reason they got turned over is because of their shittas.
It's too
But if it's just they did averus and they knew it wasn't right, they wouldn't get that kind of a oinish. Okay, that's the akeda. Okay, and you said okay. So now that was the first half of the whole thing.
It's daichek if you hold it's the whole town, like a legis b'giba, that suddenly they decided that they're going to all come and do something horrible. They must have had it on the books that this is how they treat the guests.
No, but they said it wasn't.
Well, really, the Netziv does say maybe you could add what you just said. Akasha could be. He says, why does it mention the Netziv goes with this mahalach? I don't think he brings the akeda, but he says. Why does it say that Narvat Zokin Kol Anoshim Mikotze? Every person in the whole city, he says, because that was their sheet. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't pshat that every guy really was going to do some aveira there, but like that's the sheet of the town. Like, you know, it was like
citizens,
right? They're good at mamish, right?
We have to do this.
That's what he says, and maybe Taka in over there it doesn't say Narad Zokin Kol Anoshim Katsa because you're right, it wasn't every person. A lot
from
of
that point, he's agreeing with
maybe he could agree. I'm wondering. Maybe he agrees. It wasn't like mamish every person. It doesn't say to every person.
What does Akeda do with the Pasuk in the Tzavim? Gavus v'melech v'efes kolatzak v'apecha sadoim. So we see there was a Musa Gavah of an Oynish like sadoim by Klal Yisrael, by the Yisrael.
Oh. Well, I hear you saying it says Kima. But what? But really, we know.
I was saying this will happen.
I hear. We know, well, as far as I know, we never had really that city was turned over, though. What is the pshat, really? I mean, I know the Gemara says in Gittin that there was Gofris and Melach, that the Gemara says that the Hashem did pour down on Eretz Yisrael during the Churban years.
Well,
but the Apecha, that I take, don't know. I hear it's a good child.
Well, maybe because they uprooted the ground by the base of Rikush.
Oh, that's called Mapecha already.
I don't know.
That's the
Techresh. That's Techresh. Okay, so anyways, so now you just heard a new Ashita in how come Sdoim was punished. It wasn't just Tam al Tzedakah, the essay of Tzedakah. It was because they had a das. Okay. Now comes the halacha part. At least we'll try to do a little. So this we know, says the Akedah, that we have expression, Koifin al Midas Doim. What does that mean? Koifin al Midas Doim means that it doesn't cost me anything, right? It's loy chaser, and he would be nene, right? And the guy doesn't want to do it anyway. So he says, that's Sdoim. That is Mamish Mira Sdoim. That was their sheet. Don't do somebody a favor. They held that's the right way to be. Right? Why should you do him a favor? Why should I do you a favor? I have it. Good for me. Why should I give it to you? Right? And that was Mira Sdoim. What was that?
Let him pull himself up and do it.
Right. He should do whatever.
It's good for him.
Yeah, you got to suffer if you don't have it. Why should I help you? Right? And Mimela, we say, Mamish Farkert, Koifin al Midas Doim, that we force somebody to not be that way. That's why it's called Koifin al Midas Doim. So now I wanted to get to the halacha dika part of Koifin al Midas Doim a little bit. I don't know how I don't have so much time. We'll try to do it a little bit. Koifin al Midas Doim is used by a lot of Rishonim, in a case where somebody slept overnight in somebody else's chatzar, right? I went into somebody else's house, or into somebody else's chatzar, and I slept overnight. And that person didn't lose anything from it, because he doesn't rent it, right? So Mimela, once it happened, you cannot force him to pay anything for what he did, unless he ruined the room a little or something, or then, yeah. But if he didn't make me lose a penny, I can't charge him any money for it. Right? That's Koifin al Midas Doim. One of the many cases. Now, there is a shaila, what if the person comes before, right? And he says, I want to stay in the chatzar, right? And what should it bother you, right? And the guy has no answer. Or as if the guy says privacy or something, obviously, you could say that. But we're talking about, let's say he wants to sleep in my chatzar, right? What does it hurt me if somebody sleeps in my front lawn or my backyard? Let's say it doesn't bother me. And I say no. So is it Koifin al Midas Doim over there also that I have to let him? So the Rav Yo and the Ma'arik say also same thing. Koifin al Midas Doim. He can force me to let him stay there. But we don't paskin like them. And we paskin that beforehand you are not able to force someone to let you stay in his, you know, somewhere, in his property. Now, the reason given in the Mordechai is anything which I could make money from that's mine, and I could rent out the chatzer. Maybe I didn't, but I could. And memela, since I could rent it out, I'm allowed to say no. I'm not letting you stay here. Okay. Now,
he's never rented it out in 50 years.
Never rented in 50 years.
And you know, now all of a sudden you're going to rent it out?
That's the question is, that's mamish exactly the, what I'm getting to right now, exactly what you're saying. The Lashon in the Ramah, when he brings this, he adds a word, which Rav Moshe Feinstein is aiming on this word. The Ramah writes, Memela, I don't have to let you stay there for free. Meaning, like Rav Moshe says, I can say I'm charging. So, Zokter Moshe, what the point is, the point of the Shita is that the person could say, just because in the last 50 years I've been very lazy about it and I never tried renting it out and all that, but if you come and you want to stay there, there's no chiv. I mean, maybe it's fine, it would be nice, but you can't force me. If I decide tonight I change my mind, now I'm charging, okay, what? You can't tell a guy you're not allowed to change just because last 50 years, but tonight I decided I am charging. So that's the idea. But, in other words, what it seems like is like this. But what if the person says, I'm charging, but not you? Right? That you can't do. Because, in other words, I'm charging, I'm not going to try for anybody else. In other words, I'm just trying to get... Because, in other words, if the guy's just trying to get him, that's not the heter. Then it would be back to Kajabidisdaim. If I'm just saying, no, I'm not letting you in. You know, even if you pay, I'm not letting you in. Why? I don't want to let you in. That would be back to Kajabidisdaim again. It's only that heter is that I'm allowed to say, fine, but for money. And the guy's not allowed to say, what do you mean? Until now, for the last 50 years, you never charged. So all of a sudden, you wake up and you charge. That is allowed. If I want to charge, I can charge. But that...
Why, if he did it without rishus, can he say, now I'm charging?
After the fact.
Because then you can't get money anymore. And earns, like the idea is, beforehand, I could get the money. So, you know, right, I'd be able to get the money. So then I'm allowed to get the money. So here I'll already give you an example of this din. Where a nice case in Pischei Tshuva, in Shulchan Aruch on the page in Reish Samach Daled, he brings a case like this. What happened was, there was a big fire in town, and people knew that their houses were in danger. They're going to get burnt down. So people started hiring goyim to schlep out all their nechassim, you know, to get it out of the house. So this guy, they call him Reuven, yeah. Hired a goy for 20 gold pieces. Get everything out of my house. So the goy works, you know, he told him work for, I don't know, 5 hours or something. So the guy worked for 4 hours, and he schlepped everything out of the house. So the guy goes, okay, well, give me back, you know, I gave you for 5 hours. So the guy's nothing doing. Once we take money, we don't give back money. Okay? So the guy says, okay, so then you still have an hour, right? You still have an hour. Go to Shimon. Go to Shimon and start, right, doing Shimon's house. So Reuven runs over to Shimon and says, listen, this is costing me a gold piece, right? And I expect you to give me back the gold piece. So Shimon goes, oh, no. Zenenev zelo chaser. Kofen al midas dai. You aren't losing a penny, right? Because you're not getting back your money either way,
right?
And and I'm not going to pay you a penny. And Reuven says, oh, no, 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 that's not the din. You're going to owe me a dot. You're going to owe me a gold piece. Go and do it. Right? So, sure enough, they go ahead and do it. And then tomorrow, there's a big fight. Yeah. Reuven wants his gold piece. And Shimon says, Kefa mita sadaim. So, Zokt, the Pischei Tshuva, this is the case that we just did. He gets his gold piece. Because this is the case that we just said, that I'm allowed to say that why should I do it for free when I can make money? Now, he explains. He says like this. What does it mean I could make money? You always have to show how you could make money. So he says the answer is you could. Because what you could do is tell, okay, Shimon, you're not paying? Fine, I'll go to Levi. There's enough people that the houses are burning down. Someone's gonna take me up on this. Right. So, Mimela, I could have made money off that last gold thing. Whenever I could make money, then you can't stop me. That's the club, okay? That's the... But, according to the Ramaz Shita, you always have to be able to prove that you could make the money. But let's say there's a case when you really couldn't make the money, then it's back to Kofit Almidus Sadaim. What's the case? I'll give you the case of the Nei Yehuda. The story was like this. A person made an irrigation system to irrigate his fields. So he connected a whole long, you know, pipes and stuff, and he connected it to a water source, and his whole place is irrigated. So now the guy right below him, right next door to him, who had never planted anything in his life, he had a house and he had a front lawn with nothing. He saw already that there was water all the way up till his house. So he tells the guy, "Let me connect on a little piece, and I'll have flowers, carrots. I'll plant something." So the guy says, nothing doing. I'm not, you know, how much money I put into that irrigation system? I'm not doing it, right? And I think the case was that it would even naturally go there. And the guy starts putting up a thing to stop it, right? And the guy says, Koifer al midas sadaim. Why are you doing that? I'm Nana. You're not chaser anything. You have to let me use the water. You're just being mean for nothing. So Zok the Nei Yehuda, in that case, that guy is right. He could force it. Why? Because could you make any money anyways from this? No. Because if you're going to do that, what money are you going to make? You're going to stop it. So what money are you going to make? There's no way. And I'm not paying you a penny, so I won't have my carrots. You're not going to make any money here. Right? If you're not going to make any money, then it's back to Kaifin al Midas Daim.
But couldn't you sell to another neighbor the water?
Well, I guess in the story over there, there was no other neighbor or whatever.
And he wasn't losing water either.
Right, it wasn't losing water. He just stopped. The guy's logic was, look, I put in $10,000 into this system. Why shouldn't you share with me if you want your carrots? And the guy's saying the opposite. Be nice. You put it in not for me. Be nice. So who's right? The answer is the neighbor is right. Taka, why should I have to pay? The only time you say you could charge is if you could show that you could make the money anyways. So in other words, like in the case, like to somebody else, or
there's a market for it. There's a market for it.
Right. Then I could. And even if I wasn't planning on doing it, I'm allowed to change my mind today and say I want to charge money. Okay. But it has to be that there's money to be made.
The case of the Gemara where you plant a crop in somebody's field, he hasn't been there for many years, he's allowed to benefit from the crop, right?
Again, if...
A person that sees that the crop, that the field is not being
worked on,
then he plants his own crop
in someone else's field. That's called the Yoyred. Yeah, then he gets a certain amount of money for, depending on the case. a little bit of money, and the crops belong to the that person who owns the field, and he gets something
paid
from
for
it.
His order.
Right. Oh, so now, all right. I see. I'm not going to have time to say, but I just want to say one important aside from Rav Moshe, where Rav Moshe, that much at least I could get in. Rav Moshe says the entire sugya of Kofin Al Midas Daim, where we had this whole thing, if you could make the money or you can't make the money, is all if somebody wants to use my thing. Like, let's say he wants to use my pipe, or he wants to stay in my chatzer. But if the guy says, sell me that thing, because I see you have nothing to do with it, there's no Kofin Al Midas Daim on making people give their things away. Even if I'll pay in full, you do not have to give away anything because of Kofin Al Midas Daim. I want it. That's already a teretz. Right? Even if, for what? What do you need it for? You just got a new one. You don't need it. There's no such thing. The only thing of Kofin Al Midas Daim is that, of course it's yours, but why don't you let me use it? There's a din of Kofin Al Midas Daim.
So the answer is not
is chamas.
Not every, what's
pushing
that?
Somebody, that's chamas.
Right. It's just that here, the shayla is, could you change it because it's minas daim, because you're not chasser or anything. You don't need it. You're not using it anymore. So, and I, not mamish, need it. So what's the matter with you? It's daim, right? You just bought a new car. You're only one person. You don't need it, right? And you're just sitting there in the parking lot for a year. And I need a car desperately. So sell me the car. You don't have to give him the car.
But you couldn't force him to make it. Didn't you? What you just said?
No. But if it wouldn't be chaser, right? If let's say, well, a car always probably gets chaser too.
Right.
But if let's say it would be a thing where it wouldn't be any chaser, and the guy can't make any money, then it's kaven midas daim.
Then if a metzvah also not based
on that,
right? It's based on
that. Yisrael
Yashavatov. No, Yisrael Yashavatov.
No shear next week.
No shear next week.
No shear next week.
Yeah.
Okay. I had a hernia surgery.
Yeah.